Season's greetings from the Redding Colt 45s. This is Rick Bassetti, General Manager of the Colt 45s. The Colt 45s wish our veterans the very merriest Christmas and a happy holiday. The Colt 45s sincerely appreciate the sacrifice of our military deployed throughout the world and those veterans who have served our country and our citizens so well. And remember, on opening night, all veterans, all active duty, and all reservists get in free for the Colt 45's opening night.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
FBI Director James Comey said this week that your report vindicates him. Is that a fair assessment of your report?
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay.
So that is no. That is a no. James Comey saying he was vindicated by the report. The guy who wrote the report says, no, you weren't.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And not going to get enough attention, in my opinion. But
you know, Judy and I are watching Yellowstone on the Amazon Prime Video. And the long and short of it is...
Jellystone with the two bears? And the...
No. Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
It's Kevin Costner is the owner of this gigantic ranch, and he's the political and financial power in that whole part of the state. Nobody dares oppose him. He's an egomaniac. He's a little out of control, that sort of thing. Comey is a character like that. I mean, he's like a cinematic egomaniac.
Yeah, he believes his own S, I think.
Yeah.
He actually does, which is interesting.
Yeah, indeed. I tell you what, the more I dig into this Matt Taibbi piece, the more I'm enjoying it. Man, he just murders the FBI and the media. He says, I've written about how reporters used sleight of hand to get the Steele dossier into print without putting it through any vetting process. What Horowitz described as worse, a story about bad journalism piled on bad journalism, balanced on a third layer of wrong reporting. Steele in his reports embellished his sources' quotes, played up non-existent angles, invented attributions, and ignored inconsistencies. The FBI then transplanted this bad reporting in the form of a warrant application and an addendum that included the Steele material, ignoring a new layer of inconsistencies and red flags its analysts uncovered in the review process. Then, following a series of leaks, the news media essentially reported on the FBI's wrong reporting of Steele's wrong reporting. And that's what we've been listening to for the last couple, 2-3 years.
I wish Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone was in Congress today asking questions to Horowitz. Sounds like he's really got this pretty nailed down.
Yeah, I think there are people like Lindsey Graham who are doing a pretty strong job, and we'll continue to mine that hearing for updates and the rest of it. Hey, a quick West Coast bum explosion. Note or two. Well, it's actually a national bum explosion, thanks to the Ninth Circuit. But there's a town in California that we've talked about a fair amount. It's not one of the giant cities. That's got a terrible bum, junkie, danger problem. And I'm not going to mention them because I don't want to undercut what they're doing. But the city council there, according to one of our beloved listeners who's really up on this stuff, is, I guess, you know what? I'm sorry. It's actually been published in the newspaper, in the local paper, that this is happening. Because of some stupid-ass laws, I'm quoting our beloved listener here, they're not allowed to address the bum and junkie explosion in a public format or even call meetings that might work to solve the problem. And so what they've done is they're addressing the issue under the guise of performance reviews behind closed doors to keep the activists and attorneys out of it. So Wow. What do you make of that? I mean, we're talking about government malfeasance and dishonesty all morning long, right? Here is a decision by incredibly unwise judges that's so perverse that now you have city councils really bending the rules to do the right thing. Because they're desperate. Their people are being stabbed and raped. Their businesses are closing down. Kids are being molested. Parks are being shut down. The rest of it.
Yeah, so, well, so when I was started attending city council meetings, and I've only been to two, if I was a better citizen, I'd go more often, which is really the point of this. When I was going to city council meetings, I was told by people who go all the time on the homeless issue in my town that anytime it comes time to, you know, for a decision making or a vote or anything like that, the activists get the place packed. And in a college town, it's pretty easy to get the word out to, you know, like-minded unicorn riders on a college campus that you need to come shut the right-wing fascists who are trying to, you know, criminalize homelessness or whatever.
Right.
And so they always win. And I found that very frustrating. You know, in reality, the rest of us need to do a better job to showing up to city council meetings to counterbalance that. That's the way it should work.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, one thing...
It's difficult because, you know, we all have jobs and lives and aren't just cucking for a chance to be all, you know, 60s radical for a moment.
Yeah. Well, a great example of one of the great principles of politics is concentrated interest always trumps generalized justice. If you can get a certain number of people to show up to a meeting or show up to vote, a great example of this is in your blue states where unions really hold sway politically. I mean, like Cal Unicornia has this incredible, mind-boggling problem with cities and counties having unfunded pension liabilities. There are cities, Jack, that over 50% now of the police payroll is retirees, and they're headed toward retirees being 100% of the payroll in the next decade.
Holy cow.
Now, you tell me what policing is going to be if your entire payroll is on retirees.
This
you're
going to
use
helping
what, volunteers or those old guys? You're going to make them put badges and guns back on or whatever?
This is not helping my cynicism.
Yeah, well, anyway, concentrated interest always trumps generalized virtue. It's just one of the truths of politics, which is why you have to, you know, at least get a little bit involved. California's open meeting laws make any substantive policy discussion of dealing with the bums and junkies off limits in a closed session, meeting. But they're trying to find ways around that because that's the only way they can deal with
it. That's amazing.
It is amazing. It's funny because, again, we've been decrying dishonesty,
sure,
illegality, and the rest of it all morning long.
And you wouldn't want this if it were, they're doing it against an issue you care about.
Well, right. But it's one of those, and these things are always in the eye of the beholder, which is why they're so hard. But when you have a system where injustice becomes the law, the only decent thing an honest person can do is break the law.
Somebody was listening, I don't know which of our stations, because we're on many, many stations. How many stations are we on right now, Anthony?
Thousands. More than can be explained.
Thousands. More than can be explained.
At least, yeah.
Well, we're going on in Los Angeles, I think, first of the year. KBC, which is exciting. But anyway, one of our stations, they heard at the top of the hour of the news that just had a one-liner from the Horowitz hearing this morning. The report debunks conspiracy theories that the FBI spied on the Trump campaign. That was their one-liner on the
report. That's from who?
One of our top of the hour news is on one of our stations.
Oh, for the love of God.
The IG report debunks conspiracy theories that the FBI spied on the Trump campaign.
If you're only going to mention one line from today's hearings, it's got to be this one.
Donald Trump is an enormous douche.
Hey, you know what? That's rude. Lindsay, you're better than that.
Well, so Lindsey,
you're a nice Southern boy. Come on, you were raised better than
that. So Lindsey Graham, that's Lindsey Graham reading the tweets between some of the FBI agents to try to make the point that, so no bias? This isn't bias? None of this seeped into their reporting? And I don't know if it did or not, but that was what he was trying to do. But how about that? Just that one line. That's your media at work giving you an idea of what's happening in this hearing.
Boy. That's just so discouraging. You got to forgive people for being wildly uninformed, I guess. I listened to the news. I did my job, and they told me it debunked the conspiracy theories. They illegitimately wiretapped multiple people, according to the inspector general. How do you translate that into it debunked the conspiracy theory that they spied? How in the world? I mean, you're a Simone Biles wishes she was good a gymnast as you are, if you can twist yourself into stating that with straight face.
Here's another quote from Horowitz not long ago. Horowitz says Christopher Steele, quote, had bias that should have been disclosed in court and was desperate to prevent Trump's election. The FBI came across that information, but kept it from the FISA court because they wanted to keep the whole thing going.
Yeah, you don't want the application to get too long. You don't want to throw in crap like that. Yeah. So
we'll see how it turns out.
Anyway, my dog is a liar. I can no longer trust him.
You hate to have a dog as a liar.
Well, that's right. I'm talking about you, Baxter, if you're listening, you liar.
Say it, you crooked bastard. Say it.
Yeah. I'll keep feeding you, but things are not the same between us.
Oh,
all right?
Awesome. We got to play more of those Trump clips, too, all the way on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Merry Christmas. I'm Ray Carnes, co-founder of RecTech Grills. I'm about to revolutionize the way you grill. Our RecTech Grill uses smart grill technology. You can bake, smoke, sear, grill, even dehydrate, all with the touch of a button. You can control your grill from your phone. How cool is that? Our grill uses 100% real wood, and that's going to give your food amazing flavor. In the past, you had to choose between convenience and flavor. RecTech has bridged that gap. No more messy charcoal, flavorless propane. With RecTech Grill, you're going to cook like a pro right out of the box. It's an absolute game changer. This grill is built like a tank. The minute you grab the handles, you're going to know you made the right choice. People in the know choose RecTech. Do your research. You're going to wind up at RecTech. Go to RecTechGrills.com. That's RecTechGrills.com. You're going to find out what everybody knows, that we are the best, by far and away the most bang for your buck. That's why every customer gets my personal cell phone number. RecTechGrills.com.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Well, it's a Jackson 5 technically, but
he was a kid at the time.
Yeah, he was a child and a victim of abuse.
So he was an innocent at the time.
Right.
So that justifies it.
And that groove is fantastic, as is most of Motown music.
I got to shut up about this. There's just so much from this hearing this morning and the Horowitz report that I like, but this is from Molly Hemingway.
I'm loving it.
She just tweeted this because she's following it in its entirety. The FBI guy who doctored the email, are you familiar with that part of it? He actually doctored some information, took a paragraph out that helped get to reestablish the FISA warrant. So
right.
He actually took something out. He altered a document. He literally texted Viva la Resistance to someone.
But there's no political bias.
If you're wondering whether he's part of the resistance or not, he once texted Viva la Resistance.
That's a conspiracy theory has been debunked, Jack.
That is something.
So now, you know what? And I almost admire this. The media is just going ahead and stating the opposite of what is true.
So here's a good one. Five people interview Steele's primary subsource. So... Christopher Steele was getting his information from mostly from a particular person.
Mm-hmm.
And he was interviewed by five different people. That guy says the Steele was exaggerating statements, that they were sharing rumor and speculation literally from a bar conversation, and he disputed the verification of any of the stuff that Steele was claiming. Never expected them to be treated as serious.
Right.
That information from Steele's source, from that info, they went to the ground zero on this crap. And the guy said, no, that was bar convo. I didn't expect anybody to take any of that serious. I can't verify any of that.
Right.
FBI just ignored that.
Right.
And continued to run with the Steele dossier. The great James Comey.
Continued to trot the Steele dossier out to the judge to renew the FISA surveillance over and over again.
The great James Comey, who then went to President Trump's office, remember, and sat down and said, I think you should see this. This is out there. Knowing it was just complete crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's troubling. And half of America is never going to hear this. Maybe three-quarters of America is never going to hear
this. Which is too bad, because sometime your president, Elizabeth Warren, or whoever it is, Bernie Sanders, the same sort of thing is going to be done to him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, we were talking about we don't know what to believe in. Cynicism is on the rise. And we got this nice note from Mike. I believe in you, Jack and Joe. I believe in myself. I believe in my dog. I believe I'll have another beer.
Mm.
Well, you might believe in your dog, but mine's a liar, Mike. Baxter the dog. You know, it's funny. Just this morning, I was thinking about how dogs, one of the best things about dogs is how transparent they are. And, you know,
See through your dog?
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, I have a transparent dog.
Do you see through his skin and see all his guts, like he's beating heart, or do you see clear through?
Guts are transparent, too.
Well, so wow. If he's completely transparent, then you have an imaginary dog, is what you have.
No, I don't. You know, I'm petting him the other day, and I'm doing the, who's the best dog in the world? I keep hearing it's you. Are you the best dog in the world? And then, but then he hears my wife's voice. And because my wife, especially since my surgery, temporarily feeds him.
Yeah, the feeder.
He hears
gets
my wife's voice, and he's like, gone. He's like, boom, yeah. Toodaloo, see ya, loser.
I have the same problem.
And he's off to kiss up to the food lady, right? Which is fine. But again, you know, and then he comes back to me. He's wagging his tail. We're buddies still. Come on, we're buddies. He's wagging. He's so transparent. But then I go out. I'm in good enough shape after my hip surgery. I can go up the few steps to our backyard, and I'm going to throw the ball for him. Just, you know, a little tentative toss. And old Baxter is half black lab and half border collie. And he's just a little smarter than I am. I throw the ball. He comes back without it. And I said, where's your ball? He looks at me. I don't know, dude. Maybe it rolled behind a bush or something. Where's your ball? He looks at me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So I wobble over. I find he's buried it behind a bush. He's keeping. It's my ball, by the way, Baxter. Who bought that ball? I did. Did you? No. You have no pockets, hence you have no money. And don't tell me you use your phone with Apple Pay, because you don't have a phone. Friggin' liar.
My
looks
ball.
Right at me and pretends the ball just disappeared. Son of a bitch. Literally. His mother was a biatch. So now, not only can I not count on the FBI, or the government, or the media, my dog's a liar, too.
Say it, you crooked bastard. Say it.
Yeah.
So my kids like to do the whole you pretend to throw the ball, but then you hide it.
Oh, yeah.
I always think that's cruel.
I don't do that. Yeah, I won't do that.
That seems mean to me. The kids like it, and our pug stands there with a stupid look on his face, which he always has because he just has a stupid face. But it just seems mean to me.
I'll give the fake, but then I won't conceal. That just it seems like I'm teasing, and I don't believe in teasing
dogs. You pretend to throw it, you hide it behind your back, and then you yell at them.
Oh, my God.
For not finding the dog.
Bad dog. No, maybe.
Apparently, if I were the dog and Baxter were the human, he would do that because he's a liar. But I don't do that.
What's coming
it's
up?
It's a your... dysfunctional relationship, man.
You need to be more like a dog.
I'm having to rethink the whole thing, man.
Are there therapists for, like, people in their relationships with their dog? It seems like the sort of thing that would exist in... Santa Cruz or somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Where is
yeah,
that?
Dog psychologist?
Sedona, Arizona. No, we're like marriage counselors, but it's for a dog and the owner. And
you know, trainers do that to some extent. And Greg, who's been helping me out with Baxter, he explained it to me that, yeah, I don't let him bury stuff and hide it. That's not his, that's yours.
Mm.
And that's, you have to understand the dynamics of the relationship.
Have you explained to Baxter how it makes you feel?
You know, I haven't really because I'm feeling vulnerable right now.
Do you both use I instead of you to make sure you're not blaming anybody?
Oh, no, I blame him.
Mm. What's coming up in your news, Marsha Phillips?
We got more revealing testimony from the Inspector General about the FBI Russia Trump investigation. Iran is saying it's been under cyber attack, and we got another black eye for Facebook coming up.
Oh, I hate to see a black eye for Facebook, you know, when poor little cute little guy gets punched. What's his name that runs the place?
Zuckerberg. Oh,
Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
It's like I'm being punched myself. I just feel bad for the guy.
Well, he's an innocent little child.
Yeah,
Senator, we'll get right back to you on that, Senator.
So we've got all the news on the way. Stay tuned. This Horowitz hearing is pretty darn interesting, tell you that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text DRIVE to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text DRIVE to 79645. That's D-R-I-V-E 800-282-7965.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Shining Care presents a free monthly lunch and learn to prepare the community for aging life. Expert speakers present helpful topics for safety and wellness. Topics include care plan options and elder abuse prevention. This month's highlighted topic will be nursing home discharges. What to know before you go, presented by Long-Term Care Ombudsman. Be informed and enjoy lunch provided by Hilltop Estates, December 11th from noon to 1:30 at Redwood Park Community Room. For more information or to RSVP, visit shiningcare.org.
Have you been curious about the buzz surrounding CBD? For starters, CBD is not THC. CBD will not get you high and has no mind-altering effects. This makes CBD perfect for use during the day. What does CBD do? People are trying CBD for pain management, sleep management, anxiety, and other common issues. There are so many products out there, it could make your head spin. At Catalyst CBD, they know how confusing CBD can be and have the answers to any questions you have about different uses and applications of CBD. It really is about educating yourself. The experts at Catalyst can talk with you about the facts and the myths. They can clear up the buzz of CBD and make it crystal clear why people are trying CBD and coming back for more. Come visit the store on Victor, just north of East Cypress, and find the widest variety of CBD in the North State. Come in and find out if CBD is for you and receive a 15% discount on your entire first purchase. You've got questions? They have answers. Stop in today.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expression Show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
You know what we're doing? And it's not easy. And somebody said, a regular president. I don't want to use the word normal because that's not a nice normal refer. A regular president would have been under a table, thumb in the mouth, saying, take me home, mommy. This is too tough for me. Sure.
And the crowd goes wild. There you go. Trump yesterday in Pennsylvania, which he won by 0.7% and needs to win again if he's going to get reelected. We haven't had this story yet today. We should have. This is a pretty big one. It was announced last night. The biggest blow yet to San Francisco over their homeless issue, the company Oracle, who had been having their big convention yearly for 25 years in San Francisco, been coming to San Francisco for regular meetings since the 80s, has canceled at a cost of $64 million to the city of San Francisco. They will now have their conventions in Las Vegas because of the poor street conditions.
How's your utopia coming along?
How do you like that $64 million hit?
Compassion without order is chaos and lawlessness.
The only question to me is, how did you keep them that long? Yeah. If you can have your convention anywhere and cities are going to bend over backwards to accommodate you with that kind of money, why would you want to have your employees walk out their hotel door and see poop and have some aggressive bum in their face?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, and honestly, this has bubbled up from the bottom. All the attendees at the conference have gone to Oracle, not all of them, but a lot of them, and said, hey, it's just too scary. I'm just freaked out, and I can't go out. I stepped in poo. Can we go somewhere else, please?
That's something. $64 million hit. You'd think that'd get somebody's attention. Anyway, news now with Marshall Phillips.
Well, the Justice Department's Inspector General is testifying on Capitol Hill today. Michael Horowitz had his report released this week, and Lindsey Graham is grilling Horowitz on the significant inaccuracies and omissions in the FBI FISA applications to monitor former campaign advisor Carter Page.
In January 2017, the whole foundation for surveilling Carter Page collapses. Exculpatory information is ignored. They lie to the court about what the interview was all about. Is that a fair summary so far?
They certainly misled. It was misleading to the court.
Okay, fair enough. And in January, about 6 months later, when they find more information that could be helpful to Mr. Page, they lie about it. Do you feel like Mr. Page was treated fairly by the Department of Justice and the FBI?
I don't think the Department of Justice fairly treated these FISAs, and he was on the receiving end of the FISA.
You would not want to be on the receiving end of this, would you?
I would not want agents or anybody failing to put forward all the information they're obligated to tell the court on.
Good Lord, people, leave Trump out of this story. The FBI misled courts so that they could spy on people. You don't want that to happen to anybody, no matter how much you hate Trump.
Graham going on to give a warning.
I'd hate to lose the ability of the FISA court to operate at a time probably when we need it the most. But after your report, I have serious concerns about whether the FISA court can continue unless there's fundamental reform.
There you go.
That is a perfectly reasonable, very intelligent way to look at it by an even-handed guy.
Iran's telecommunications minister is saying the country has successfully defused a massive cyber attack on unspecified electronic infrastructure.
From who? Us?
A report on Wednesday by the official Iran news agency quotes the minister as saying that the security attack was very large. Authorities are investigating its exact dimensions. He says he cannot reveal any further details beyond that, saying that the attack has been identified and defused.
I hope it was us.
It'd be a shame if something happened to your, well, infrastructure, Iran.
Hey, we got, this is breaking news today, too. Andrew Yang has qualified for the next debate.
All right.
He just made it under the wire. Tomorrow is the deadline. We have a debate a week from tomorrow, and he's going to be on the stage. And it's mostly because of his donors, right?
Hot dang, War Yang.
Well, he the last thing that got him in this time was a final qualifying poll. His donors have not been a problem.
Right.
Yeah, never. He's always had the all the donors you need.
Right.
It was the whipped cream stunt that put him over the top.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff there.
I like him on the debate stage. Yeah. I like the stuff he brings to it.
Really, did you hear the other day that somebody told Marianne Williamson that Trump had pardoned Charles Manson?
Oh, geez.
And she believed it and started tweeting about it. Man, I wish she was still on the stage.
We slam it like nobody's business.
I don't want many people that have little chance to win on the stage, but Yang's a good one to have on there, the stuff he talks about.
Facebook is plummeting in the latest job satisfaction rankings. In 2017, Facebook was number one in the annual ranking of the best places to work, but it has now fallen to number seven. In this year's ranking, it dropped down to 23rd. From first to seventh to 23rd.
Because of what?
A spokesperson said
the evil.
Spokesperson said there's been a lot of negative feedback about Facebook, and that's tough on employees. It also takes It also takes
so the negative news out there about our company is making it a difficult place to work.
It takes a luster off. You know, a lot of potential employees are going, maybe we don't want to go to work there.
I thought you were walking down the hall and somebody punches you in the stomach or something. Or the coffee's
a lot of
ran.
Stomach punchings. Yeah.
Oh, and more self-inflicted problems for disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. His bail has just been jacked up to $5 million after prosecutors say he violated conditions by mishandling his electronic ankle monitor. He basically let the battery run out on many different occasions so they couldn't track him.
I meant to do this story last week, and I'm glad it went this direction. I was afraid he was going to get away with it as a rich guy. So he's got an ankle monitor and some other kind of monitor. He's got two monitors. Yep. He's supposed to be in contact at all times. 63 different times he went out of contact.
Right.
And was able to get away with it because he's
63?
Harvey Weinstein.
63?
Yeah. Yep. Including, like, a couple of times overnight where he just went to, you know, various shindigs he wanted to go to.
He ought to work for the FBI. He has about the same regard for the rules.
There you go. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Well,
and it pains me to make that joke, by the way. It really does, because the rank-and-file FBI agents bust their ass and follow the rules.
Oh, I'm sure if you've been doing it right all along in the FBI, finding out that the people at the top are doing this really pisses you off.
Right.
Because people like me will never look at the FBI the same way. Just there's no fixing that in my lifetime.
Yeah.
That's how you damage institutions. It takes a long time to rebuild that sort of trust.
Well, maybe the key is, as I've been saying, respect, not worship. You can have respect for the FBI and still understand that someone must watch the watchers at all times.
So you had that the one FBI agent who kept it quiet that Carter Page was working with the CIA to try to make it look like Carter Page was working with the Russians.
Yeah, a FISA court judge, he's meeting with a lot of Russians, and it seems very weird. Meanwhile, Carter Page is on the phone to the CIA saying, yeah, that Yuri guy came up to me again. I just wanted to keep you guys up to date. That's incredible. It's galling. It's horrific. It's inexcusable.
Yeah.
But there was no bias. They were just, they forgot.
Well,
or, I don't know, they wanted a promotion. I don't know.
I like what the one reporter we had on who said, what we're all going to find out is that there's a really low bar for cops to get these warrants. It's just not as hard as you'd like to think it is.
But to spy on an American political campaign to surveil it. They weren't spying. They were surveilling. Oh, for the love of God. I know. Well, that's what Horowitz said. And boy, when Durham's report, the other shoe to drop, comes out, I think we'll be looking at some serious, serious reforms. Unless, I don't know, unless the wrong party's in charge and they perceive that, well, reforming it would help the orange man, so we're not going to do that.
Congratulations to San Francisco losing $60-some million in a convention because people think your streets are too scary.
Yeah. Right. Oh, hey, executive producer Hanson has the clip of Lindsey Graham getting into that very Carter Page working for the CIA thing, and I suspect Lindsey is going to bring it.
Okay, cool. I want to hear that. We'll bring the highlights to you on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention men and women, if you're one of the millions that suffer from discomfort with your knee, back, or shoulder, and it's becoming harder to enjoy simple things like working out or just going for a walk, please listen carefully. My name is Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. And here's my story. I was suffering with so much physical discomfort that I had to do something about it. With CBD products popping up everywhere, how do you know which product to use? I was determined to create the most powerful CBD product available from the hemp plant that contains no THC. And we did. CBD Labs is the highest concentrate full-spectrum CBD tested in FDA labs. It goes to work in just minutes, and we guarantee it. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs and get our ebook on everything and anything CBD as your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Free bottles for limited time. Call now, 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Carl Lindebaugh, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reddit community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town, doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Thank you.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharo, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
What are you like doing a voice?
That is a weird way to sing.
Is Sonny and Red telling you to sing like that, or is it the pills?
Probably the pills. He hadn't pooped
in
a week.
What's the date? Did he have a year on that, Michael?
I don't know.
The Elvis Christmas album. I'm thinking he's young, thin Elvis then.
Yeah, but he's already a little into self-parody.
I'm gonna go like 69 on the Elvis Christmas album. We got a good clip of Lindsey Graham we want to play before we get out of here. What do you got? Do you know?
Yeah, released October 15th, 1957.
57? Okay. So to set up a little bit about what Lindsey Graham's about to be talking here about here in the hearing with Michael Horowitz, the guy who ran the report on the FBI and how the whole surveillance of the Trump campaign thing started.
Get ready here, okay?
So we now know that a lawyer supervising the FISA process at the FBI doctored an email from the CIA to the FBI. The CIA had sent an email to the FBI saying, hey, Carter Page, we're working with him. We got this under control. We got the whole Carter Page thing.
Right. He's meeting with Russians, and we know about it. It's cool.
Yeah, he's on our side with that. He's letting us know what they're saying. The guy at the FBI changed that so that the FISA board would not know that and just left it with, he's working with the Russians. Left out the whole, he's working with the CIA part. And that, among other things, is what Lindsey Graham is talking about here.
Carter Page, who's been on the receiving end of all this, the foundation to believe he was a foreign agent comes from a dossier that we'll talk about in a minute.
Okay, let's
in that
here.
Dossier so, provided by Chris.
Can we stop for a second? What was the clip that you played me earlier? Is that available, that 50-second clip?
Yeah, this one.
Oh, that is that
so
the same one?
For a moment, let's assume that there was a lawful predicate to open up a counterintelligence investigation. What has been described as a few irregularities becomes a massive criminal conspiracy over time to defraud the FISA court, to illegally surveil an American citizen, and to keep an operation open against a sitting president of the United States, violating every norm known to the rule of law. Many of you are prosecutors. Many of you have been U.S. attorneys. Many of you have been defense attorneys. Trump's time will come and go. But I hope we understand that what happened here can never happen again. Because what happened here is not a few irregularities. What happened here is the system failed. People at the highest level of our government took the law in their own hands.
The why of whether it was bias against Trump or not, we don't know. But they clearly took the law in their own hands and decided that they, you know, we need to do this, and we're the sort of people that get to make that decision, which is frightening. And you got to keep a lid on that always. Because the FBI has been doing that since they were created at various periods. I mean, they spied on Martin Luther King Jr. under the idea of he's working with communists. Once again, it was Russians, because he'd talked to a labor leader who'd talked to a communist and everything. So MLK, he's got to be a communist. Just whatever you come up with a reason to. Now, was that racism they were spying on him, or just because he was making things difficult? I don't know. It was the Kennedy administration. They believed in. So I don't know. But the FBI will do whatever it wants to do unless we really keep our eye on them.
Yeah, it's just the nature of that sort of law enforcement. Law enforcement that has the power to do secret things will abuse it unless you constantly rein them in.
over and over again. I want to see Andrew McCabe dragged off the set at CNN in shackles and thrown into a cell next to Comey.
I think it's just the hubris of power. I'm thinking about Bobby Kennedy signing off on spying on Martin Luther King Jr. He wasn't biased against MLK, but he did it anyway because he just thought, you know, I need to know what's going on. More information, the better.
Sure, knowledge is power, and he wanted that power.
Yeah, it's just a power thing. You don't need to have a bias getting to the whole. There was no bias against Trump. It doesn't need to be that. They just think they're bigger than the presidency. They're bigger than anything. We need to be in the know. Let's take a look at this. And that's what you got to watch out for.
Well, you know what? I'm not convinced there was no bias against Trump. I think it may have been an animating aspect to this. But in terms of, you know, advancing the discussion to do what's right for the American people, maybe you're right. Maybe just throw that aside. Say, all right, let's not even talk about Trump or bias against Trump. Let's just stick to the facts of what happened and what did not happen, what should have happened. Never mind what motivated it. We've got to put systems in place that this can't happen again. As Lindsey Graham put it, you know, we need the FISA court system, but he's beginning to think there's just no way to manage it. I don't know. We'll have to see.
And the reason he really likes the whole FISA system gets into the terrorism world, remember, because he's really hot for that whole thing. And Lindsey Graham likes pushing the limits of going after possible jihadis, so he doesn't want the FISA court to go away for those reasons, I think.
Right, indeed, yeah.
I'll really be interested to watch the coverage today. Does that little Lindsey Graham screed or any of it make it onto the ABC Evening News or the CBS Evening News or any of the anti-Trump channels at all?
No, probably not.
Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I'm guessing not, but I'm going to keep an eye on it to try to... I'll have that report tomorrow.
So the really cute Kentucky judge who turned her office into it was like an orgy house with staffers and whomever else, employees and let her boyfriend jam on guitar in the office, then they'd have threesomes and stuff. She is facing impeachment, Jack. So we have two impeachment dramas unfolding in the United States. Sexy, sexy Judge Dawn M. Gentry, who, if she sentenced me to loving, I would not appeal. Looks like she's in serious trouble.
Oh, my God.
It is now my incredible privilege to present
final thoughts with
these morons,
Armstrong and Getty.
It's funny how he's incredibly honored that he calls us morons. It's very mercurial.
Here's your host for final thoughts, Joe Getty.
Hey, what say we get a final thought from everybody to wrap up the show? There he is, pressing the buttons in the control room. Michelangelo, final thought?
Yeah, I'm thrilled that Andrew Yang's going to be at the next debate, and I want him to say to the other candidates, if you care about the American people, you'll let me squirt whipped cream in your mouth right now.
Marshall Phillips, our esteemed newsman, final thought.
Well, I got to tell you, all this FBI FISA court stuff is so reminiscent of the bad old days of J. Edgar Hoover's FBI, which I lived through and remember keenly.
That's why, yeah, we got to keep a lid on it, because this will burble up if you don't keep a tight watch on it.
Keep a watch for the burbling. Positive Sean, our producer, final thought?
Yes, today I bought a movie ticket for a movie that comes out 8 days from now. I have secured a seat for the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker debut. A week from Friday, I will have full reports for everybody in the ANG universe.
And there weren't many seats left this far out, right?
I had 4 seats to choose from.
It's good to be semi-famous. You pulled some strings, didn't you?
I used an app.
Sure. Hey, Jack, do you have a final thought to share with the folks?
A buddy of mine did 23andMe a year or so ago and was all excited about his results, as a lot of people are. He was just wondering, and he sent in another sample under a different name and got completely different results.
What?
And is convinced now that it's a load of crap.
What?
Now, I don't know. I don't want to get sued. I know somebody who tried that, allegedly.
Yeah, I may have to throw away my Neanderthal pride T-shirts. That's who I am, man. That's my identity. My final thought is... you know, in the wake of all the dishonesty in the media, I mean, just blatant dishonesty, we really are trying to get it right and tell you the truth. We have our biases, we have our beliefs, but we really try to be honest with you. Please tell your friends about the Armstrong and Getty Show. The fact that will make us more successful and therefore wealthy, don't let that hold you back.
This is for America.
And by the way, if you think we're wrong, feel free to point that out in an email or a text. You know, in a kind, argumentative way, not in a, you're an a-hole. That doesn't help anybody.
Hey,
you're an a-hole.
God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good. And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words,
"It's over for me."
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Say it, you crooked bastard. Say it.
Arms. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.